Dodo. Dodo, my brother. You're not going to do it. Yah says, Tehillim, 145, verse 20. I'm going to get to the driving point. Tehillim, 145, verse 20. It says that Yahweh, He preserves, He shama, He watches over, He guards, He keeps. Yahweh, shama, He preserves all those that what? That love Him. Now how do you know you love Him? For your Kahan tells us, for this is the love of Yahweh. That we shama, that we keep, we guard His mitzvah, His commandments, and they are grievous unto us, and they are not grievous unto us. This is the love of Yah. He shows us the love of Yah, not your expression that says, I love Yahweh. The love of Yah is that we keep the mitzvah of Yah, and that we shama, we keep, we guard Him. And it's not a grievous thing. We guard what is written in here, that it will not become laws through this rambling, chaotic corruption of our own hearts. It will not become dislodged. And we shema, the mitzvah. We keep the mitzvah of Yah. And when we keep them, they're not grievous. They do not cause us hardship. They do not cause us to be grieved and to be trodden down. It creates this euphoric of His joy, of His gila, His gladness. That's what it creates. Hallelujah. That is what it does for us. So don't tell me you love Him when you do not shema, you do not observe, you do not keep His mitzvah. I don't care what these lying deceivers say. Oh, I love God. I believe you love your God. For we know the God of this world is Shaitan. It is not Yah. Oh, son, you serve God your way and I serve God my way. Now that is such an asinine stupidity. There's only one way to serve Yah. And He tells us how to serve Him. How to worship Him. In Ruah, in spirit, and in truth. And the true living testimony of Yahshua. You can't serve Him any other way. That's what those that call themselves Yahdim Jews, they're trying to find a ritual form to serve Him. And this is such an ignorant generation that they deny the very power of the presence of the Hamashiach of Yah. And there are folks that follow that damnable, corrupt type of idolatry that is based upon certain rituals and washings and things. Yet Yah's principles are based upon washing. But it's in the dam, the blood of Yahshua. It's based upon a cleanliness too. But it's by the cleansing of the power of the word of Yah, by mercy and truth. By mercy and truth, iniquity is purged. Not by the washing, not by the sprinkling of water, by the mercies of Yah, by the truth of Yahshua. Your iniquity is purged, and that's why He's truthful to us. Tell me my sins, Yah. Show me my transgressions. Show me how I've fallen. Show me, Yah. Show me where I've fallen down. Can't get up on my own. You can't get up. You stay down in the midst of that mire. And trying to dig your way out, and it's the more you dig, the more you slide back. Dirt getting in your eyes, all in your nails, and you stink like a hog. Smell like swine. That's what we smell like. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So it's one thing that Yah says that He will preserve those that shema, that keep. He will preserve them. Yahweh preserves all those that love Him. But the wicked, the Rasha, will He destroy. He's going to jamad. He's going to totally annihilate them. He's going to eradicate them. He's going to destroy them. He's going to bring devastation unto the wicked. That's what Scripture says. That's plain and simple. These are not my words that I'm interjecting into this. Is that what it reads in that text you have? That's what it reads in this one. Yahweh Shema, He preserves, He guards. He observes, he watches over all those that love him. You know if you love him, if we keep his shema, we guard over his mitzvah. And the mitzvah, yeah, they are not grievous unto us. We know if we love him. But all, he did not say some, but all the wicked shara will he destroy. Does it say that? Or some of them? He says all of them. And we know that the wicked, they're violent against Yah's truth. Well, I know that's his name, but. No but about that. There's no alternative. It just is. Period. You do not take it in vain. His name is the excellent of whom he is. Everything in his name expresses his character, his power. His power to save. His power to deliver. He's going to destroy all those that are Rosha. He's going to bring them down to devastation. He's going to destroy them. Because they receive not the love of his Torah. The love of truth. And he's going to give them over unto delusions. That they all might believe a lie. That they all might be damned. Sha'ul spoke in the same text. Because they did not receive the love of the truth. The love of Torah. You don't understand the love of Torah. The love of Torah watches over you. That's the love in Torah. It watches you. Watches over you. Watches over your mind. It guards your mind. It keeps your mind. It keeps your thoughts. It keeps your way. Keeps your feet. Hallelujah. What are we one more from Tehillim? Tehillim 101 verse 7. And this will express unto us Yahweh's official intentions. Unto, look what it says. Tehillim 101 verse 7. Then I want to go back to Yahshua, Isaiah 58 and verse 1. It says in Tehillim 101 verse 7. He that works rimhiha, that works deceit, those that are full of lies and treachery. When a man works treachery and deceit and lies, that is a wicked man. That is a rasha man. Now this is what Yah says. He that works deceit, Rimiha, shall not dwell within my bayat. You that are deceitful, you lie, you corrupt. He said, you're not going to dwell in my house. He that tell what? Lies, shall not tarry in my sight. There's nothing more vile than a liar. There's nothing more vile. I don't care what you think it is. You trying to alter something to get friendship? A liar hates everyone. Everyone that is affected by their lies, they hate them. Well, that's my sister. She didn't mean to lie, but she hates everyone. That's what scripture says. We cover their damnable wickedness. He identifies class, doesn't he? The deceivers, the treacherous ones, and the liars. Those that love to lie and love to make a lie. Those that like to speak falsehood. Those that like to speak lies. He says, you're not going to even tarry in my sight. You that operate in that spirit, you're not going to even tarry in the sight of God. No, no, that's not in the by and by. That's the now. That's not tomorrow. That's why anytime you find a liar, you should repudiate them. Rebuke them fiercely and forthright. You don't spare a damnable liar. You're dealing with a deceiver, a liar, a cutthroat, a murderous one. Liar, you know they're lying, you tell them you're a liar. That's a damnable lie. It's going to damn you. You know if you stand beside that one, you're not even in the sight of Yah. He said, liar shall not tarry in my sight. You liars in here. You liars that are listening. You better let Yah charge your heart today. I don't take anything back. I'm not trying to mass a following. I want you to follow him. As Deacon Horn authoritatively told us. You follow him. I show you the road to get to know him, to get to know his path. I don't have a path. I have nowhere to lead you. You just follow me as I follow him. Well, how do I know you follow him? Because I follow the purity of his Torah. What his Torah says, I believe it. What does it make you say? Ouch, no, it makes me do teshuva, repent. That's what it does to me. But it doesn't make me say out to say I'm mad as hell. It makes me say, Todaya, that you will speak to me, a wayward son. One that has been incapacitated because he has vacillated, go between flesh and the things of the Ruah. Todaya, that you even speak to me. That you are mindful of me, that you will cause Deacon Horn want to speak out to me. This is a stupid generation. It is so stupid. It has been made to be dumb. Sure it has. It is a dumb generation. His people are saltish. That's what he says. You going to call him a liar? He says by his immutability, his brit with you, his covenant, his fulfillment in that offering, Yahshua, he cannot lie. And he cannot lie. For everything he says is the truth. He that works deceit, Rimiha, and those that dwell, they will not, he says, shall not. Not a possibility, he says, shall. He confirms this, a confirmation. You shall not dwell within my bayat. He that tell lies shall not tarry in my sight. You shall not. He says, each morning, I will destroy how many? How many? Kul. The whole. I will destroy the wicked, the Rasha of the land. Why? That I may cut off all wicked doers from the city of Yahweh. He's going to cut them off. Those doers in Jerusalem, they are not the seed of Yisrael. He's going to cut off all wicked doers out of the city that he has called his city. He's going to do that. It is one thing about this nation, the mindset of this generation. If you say anything about the people of color, the dark-skinned people, that you're prejudiced. You're this. You said anything about the Caucasians, then you're this. You said anything about those that they call Semites, you're anti-Semitic. To hell with all of them. I speak against the sins, the transgression of a nation and a people that defy Yah violently. To hell with all Semites. To hell with all white boys and black boys, Hebrew Israelites. Only the seed of Israel. The seed of Israel, I declare the truth of Yah unto. Hallelujah. And I don't back down. And I won't turn around either. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Each morning I will destroy Zomath. He's going to destroy. He said, I'm going to destroy each morning, the whole of the day. I'm going to destroy. I am going to destroy. Not some, but all wicked. All the wicked. Well, he's going to destroy their wicked ways. He said, I'm going to destroy the wicked. And every morning he destroys your wicked. Your wicked sons, your wicked daughters. You that are wicked. He destroyed the fervor for him. That's why many of you have the fervor for Yah. You got more fervor with Kmart than Yah. That's something is sick about that. I'm just telling you all now. I go out probably... Well, the brothers, the ones that work, they go out more than I. But when I go out, I'm frustrated. I'm ready to get home. I'm just telling you, nothing out there excites me. Nothing in Walmart excites me. Nothing in Vegas City, nothing. Nothing. I'm just telling you all the truth, brothers and sisters. There's nothing. But I get excited about this. Sometimes I can't wait to get back home. Because Yah, he imparts something into my mind. I can't wait to get back. I was in prayer last night. And I picked up scripture and I began to read. And I saw something there that even out of this text, the first book I ever preached out of, that I marked 25 years ago. And when I saw it, I was simply amazed what it said. I'm going to preach on it one day, all right? I'll show you something in the book. It's in the book, brothers and sisters. Because we have no affection for the book, we don't know what's in there. Shaul says, study, study. There are students that study all night long to prepare for a test. I've done that. I've done that. And yet they will not study 1 hour in the book. Something is wrong with you. We get this euphoric about our sons and daughters. They made honor student at J.T. Williams. Honor student at Crimson College. Honor student. Most of them cheat today. Sure they do. Bunch of potheads, gals, whores, shaking their poo-poo. Bunch of hoes out there. Yeah, say it that way. Yah says they're whores. So I use that. No political correctness at all. None. I have none. All they want to do is shake their buttocks. Poop, poop, poop. And they drink more than the men on the college campuses. Drunkard whores. Stink. Smoking cigarettes like sluts. Nothing more despicable than that. I'm just telling you. Bellies hanging out. Minds twisted. Sleeping with every Jack, Billy, John, and Russell as well. That's just the truth. Hallelujah. Get upset all you want to. I will never give my daughter over to nothing like that. I will not even want to inspire her. You're a fool, mama, daddy. You're a flat-out damnable fool. I will not even inspire my son for that. I will not. And they never produce anything in society anyway. Oh, they are. Told her, my brother. All they are subservience, and they serve masters. They get a PhD to serve someone. Very few PhDs start some kind of business endeavor. Mr. Gates out there, he has no PhD. Oh, Mr. Walton, he was just old country boy. Hallelujah. Huh? Mr. Jobs, that Apple, the boy said, man, I don't need no college. Hallelujah. And Mr. Bush, because of his influential parents, Prescott, and Mr. George Bush, Herbert, he just went to what they call one of the Ivy Leagues. I just floated on through, drunkard, cocaine, womanizer. That's all they were. Their frat houses, these Greek sororities. Don't you understand these clubs? Why do you think they're all Greek? This is a jackass generation. Parents, oh, my daughter, she Phi Beta Kappa, baby. Ooh, go, baby, go, Phi, 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 foo, foo. You stupid Jezebel. They become induced under the power of the spirit of the Greek goddess, of the Greek god. That's amazing that all of them are Greek clubs because there's a periphery of Greek mythology. That's what it is. And these are the gods that roam and rule these venues. And parents will go broke trying to get what we call an education to make their sons and daughters twofold dummies of hell. That's how they become subservients. Hallelujah. They serve the world. That's all they do. Shaul said, all this great plethora of knowledge, I count it all as dung, as horse bush, to gain the excellence and the knowledge of Mahamashiach. Hallelujah. I'd rather have a son that loves Yah. Fifth grade education, then have 10 with PhDs. I've worked with PhDs, and they are some of the ignorant people upon the face of the earth. They're dumb. They bring nothing to society. Nothing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. No, they don't. They stand in the awe of what they have accomplished. That's why they can never accomplish anything. And that's what these institutions do today. They turn the minds against Yah, against the principles of truth. That is the truth. Hallelujah. They are not the institutions of Yah, because Yah tells the parents to train their children. Don't give them to pedophiles and freaks. Don't give your children to worshippers of Shaitan. Even scripture tells us to lay hands suddenly on no man, and then you allow them, oh, you did so nice, Jean. Ooh, rubbing her back. That's not of Yah. They're imparting that spirit. That's what they do, brothers and sisters. Oh, I know the whole house is not going to tell you that because they know the better job you get, the more you can pay. Because you want to look dignified and you want to look as though that you're prospering. You're not prospering. When you're in such debt, in the hilt of debt, laboring to pay for some house, to make that's your personality, some brick and mortar, you're a stupid jackass. A jackass knows the master's crib. All he wants to do is lay down, get the corn, and water. We don't even know the master's crib. Yet, those slain jargon, I'm going to my crib. Crib, you understand? You see, I know my master's crib. I know where is that. Because there's water. Yeshua is there. The living well is there. The lechem, the bread of life is there. I know my master's crib. Hallelujah. And I go there and I find Shofat. Rest. And the crib of my master. Hallelujah. He says he's going to destroy all the wicked of the land, that I may cut off all wicked doers out of the city of Yah. Now I want to go back to Yeshaya, because this is what I want to drive home to us, this one verse here. Yeshaya 58, verse 1. This is the command of Yah unto this Nabi, that his name literally means Yeshaya, Yeshaya, or Yeshaya. Simply means that Yahweh saves. He delivers Israel. He commands him at verse 1 of chapter 58. He tells him to cry. Kara. Is that what it says? He tells him to utter a loud sound. To read aloud. To proclaim. Now when he commanded him to cry, does it mean that there's a story or there is a truth in the renewed covenant? It talks about blind Bartimaeus. And he heard that this man that calls himself the Hamashiach, the healer of Israel, was coming. And here's a metaphor, the blindness of Israel. And when he heard of him, scripture says that this blind Bartimaeus, he began to cry. He began to cry out. He began to scream. He began to be vociferous. He was loud with his mandate. As they say that, and they tried to quell him. Come on, man. Come on, slow down. Don't cry. He can hear you. And when they did that, to Bartimaeus, scripture says he cried out. Karah, even the louder. He began to cry out, Yeshua, the son of Ben David. I know you have the healing power. You can restore the sight of the Israel. Only Yeshua can restore the sight of the Israel. Hallelujah. I'm not talking about this fictitious, this fool thing we call Jesus, or this thing. I'm talking about the Hamashiach. He restores sight to the blind. Israel is blind. And we're going to receive the fullness of Yeshua. So he says unto the Nabi, cry. Cry. Kara. He tells him how to cry too. Aloud. Garon. Garon, that the sound is loud, that the sound is so loud that you can sense it in your throat, you can sense it in your neck. Garon, that's what it means, brothers and sisters, in the Arabic. Garon, he said, I want you to cry aloud. Cry. Let your neck swell as though it's going to burst. Let the eardrums pop. That's what he said. That's what he said. Did blind Bartimaeus cry in a way that they said, shut up, man? When one cries out against our sins, do we not say, shut up, man? Stop it, man. Don't tell me, man. Oh, you all can sit in all your hypocrisy all you want to. But Yahweh knows his people. He knows what he needs to drive in us. And he's going to drive. He, as Evangelist Horn says, you give the devil a ride, he'll drive. Yeah, he says, I don't want a ride. I'm driving this. No, sir. You're not giving me a ride. I'm the driver. I'm the one that drives. I'm the one that leads. I'm the one that you must follow. You got to follow back. No, I don't follow. No, sir. Not at all. He doesn't need you to give him a ride. You need to get aboard the train. You need to get aboard the train. You need to get aboard this Torah train. You understand? You need to get in this Torah train and let him be the chief and the engine. All right? He said, cry loud. Cry. Cry, make the sound loud, make your throat, make your neck swell. And he says here, spare a Hoshak, spare, don't withhold anything, Don't keep back anything. Don't hold anything back. He said, you cry loud and spare Hashak. Spare not. Don't hold nothing back. Don't try to refrain yourself. Don't hold yourself in check. Don't allow them to hold you in check. Don't spare the one of them. Spare not, he says. He tells him to lift room. Lift room. Up your voice. Like a shofar. Make the sound riveting. Make it blow that the ears will hear. Make it penetrate down to the inward parts. Lift up your voice like a shofar and show! He said, I want you to know God. I want you to show now, to reveal, to make it known, to let it be seen, that they may understand. Show who? Show, come on, who? Show who? Show the world. Show the heathens. Show the Philistines. He says, show my. Is that a possessive there? Are we the possession of Yah? He says, show my people their transgression, their fishak, their rebellion. And that's what transgression is. It rebels against the Torah. Show my people their transgression and the house of Yaakov their sins. Show them. I'm here to show you your sins. I'm going to show you your transgressions. I'm going to cry loud. And I will not spare. I will lift up my voice with a loud guttural sound that my throat will bulge. That my voice, my vocal cords will cause even the sound to reverberate out of this microphone. That your sins might be known. You that are elected of Yahuda, you that are elected, that your sins may be known. Israel, that your transgression, and your transgression is your iniquitous Torah lostness, your lawless ways that make you rebel against Yah. That's why we're not wise. Because we don't like instructions. We don't like the disciplines of Yah. He says, show them their sins. Make known their wickedness. Tell them. Don't be afraid of what they think. Don't worry about how they feel. Don't be conscious of that. There must be one crying aloud. Yahweh must raise up the Navi, because the Navi is the sure sign that Yahweh says Israel. Hamoshiach is the chief cornerstone of all the Navi and all the Shilishims, the apostles. The apostles were the safeguards of this profound revelation of this truth. But the Navis laid the groundwork with the battle axe. And they tore down and they destroyed. They destroyed the towers of Babel. They destroyed the idols and the idolatry in the mind of Israel. And the Shilishims, they received this living power of this truth. And they laid it out with the strength of the Navi. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And both responsibilities are vital and they are important. Without the Nabi, you have no strength of the Shulishim. There's no strength of the apostles. None whatsoever. He laid it out. Yah must raise up. He must raise up the Nabi. And they must tear down. They cannot spare the man of color. The man that is Caucasian. The man that thinks of calls himself a Yadim, he cannot spare. He will have no respect. He will call out the house of Israel. And just like the coat of Yosef, that is Israel. Of every extremity of those kuluras, that is Israel. Hallelujah. And Israel, the strength and the power of their identity is that they prevail against all powers that be, that it opposes the very Torah and the strength of Yah. That in the land of Israel, they're not prevailing. It is the Zionist power based upon greed and lust and covetousness. I don't care what you say. Hallelujah. And I will not repent of that. I will not back down at that at all. Hallelujah. They've used this thing we call Christendom to bless that. The God of Christendom is a false God, because it's a God. We serve the true and the living Creator. And His name is Yah. He said, cry aloud, spare not. You began by showing them their transgression, showing them their sins, their blatant defiance of what I command, their unwillingness, their rebelliousness not to obey me. They were wicked. And He said, in order for wicked man, Israel is wicked. What I began to read was it talking to Israel. He showed us our mindset, our lives, our levim. Then He shows us the consequences of that. You're going to be cut off. He's going to destroy you. Your ahava for Him is going to be destroyed. Your excitement about Yah. Something is wrong with us, brothers and sisters. We get excited over watermelon more than we get excited over Yah. Fried chicken. This morning I'm thinking, I said, Sister Roberts, because I've wanted some fried chicken for the longest. Yeah, I want some fried chicken. No raw turnips, I want fried chicken. So I say to Sister Roberts, I said, Sister Roberts this morning, I said to her, make sure we cook some of those beans that we picked yesterday. I said, Sister, she was telling me, Sister Latasha. And she cooked. I said, okay. Well, let's Sister Rivana, we'll cook some tomorrow. And I said to her, what are we having for dinner tomorrow? I haven't even had dinner today. She said, fried chicken. I said, whoa, that's it. I want some fried chicken. Yes, sir, that's what I responded. Whoa, that's all right. Yes, sir, I was in the shower. She said, whoa, here I'm in the shower, and I'm wearing my dinner tomorrow. But when she said fried chicken, hey, that's what I want. The only thing we're missing is the corn and the tomatoes. I said to her, I simply want the chicken back with some corn and some cornbread. Sure, some tomato. That's what I want, some okra. But fried chicken, that's what I want. Because there was a great excitement over that, wasn't it? I do the same thing with Yah. Hallelujah. 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 The highest praises unto the excellent ones. One, doesn't He deserve the highest? If I can do that over some fried chicken. Now don't sit here like hypocrites now. Don't let Yah find you, okay? Don't say you haven't done that. All right then. Hallelujah. Okay. If I can do that for some fried chicken. For some fried chicken, I can do it for the one that made chicken. Hallelujah. I certainly can't do that. I don't want you hypocrites to be superficial. I don't want you to do it just because I speak that way. It ought to be a continuous flow out of you. Some of you all are sad. You're sad, you're pitiful. There's no igniting of the light if you have any light in you that ignites when you hear the truth. I will not allow the flame of this excellence of Yah to go out in me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He says that I want you to cry aloud and spare not. Lift up your voice like a shofar, like a trumpet. And show, and no God. And show. I want you to literally show my people, the house of Israel, their transgressions, their rebelliousness, and the house of Jacob, Israel, this complete house, their sins. And you need to know your sins. You're transgressing the Torah. You're rebelling against what Yah says. You need to understand that it must be made known unto you, brothers and sisters. There's a vileness in Israel, and it must be made known. You must understand that. You must see it. It must be shown unto you. And the prophet, the Nabi Amos, he speaks concerning this vile nature or the insidious thing that works in Israel. I want to read this quickly. It says in Amos chapter 2 verse 4. This is the most vilest transgression of Israel. Amos chapter 2 verse 4. He says unto the house, this says Yahweh. This is not my saying. It is not something that I've conjured up in my own intellect or my process of thinking. But this is what Yahweh says. Listen. He says, for three transgressions of Yehudah, and for the fourth, when the fourth, I will not turn away the punishment thereof, because they have, listen now, first of all, they have despised, they have ma'az, they have rejected the Torah. Now, is this a generation that rejects Torah? Your mama rejects Torah, your dad rejects Torah, your kinsman rejects Torah, your sons, your daughters. He names them out. He said, first of all, they rejected Torah. They despised, they have ma'as, they rejected the Torah of Yah. He says, they have not kept my hukah, my statutes, my limitations, my guidance. The Ruah of Yah gives us the limitations of Yah. It keeps us in check with the hukah or the statutes of Yah. That's why this religious whore today, there is no hukah, no restraining power at all. They love to hear beautiful things. So the Rebbe, the Rabbi stands before them. We're the Messianic congregation of Jesus Christ the Lord. Perverts. You're not Messianic. You don't follow the message of Yahshua HaMashiach. Lies from hell. You have rituals. Produce nothing. You are fed puchery. You're not even fat. When a man is fed, right, he's fat. His countenance shows that. I'm fat, brothers and sisters. I ain't going to back down on that. I'm fat. I'm fed every day. He says, you have not kept a hook, the statues. And look at this. And their lies have caused them to err. Your own lies have caused you to go astray. Well, you can tell a little white lie, can't you? It's a vile thing. Your lies have caused you to error. After the which their avats have walked. Your daddy walked that way. Your mama, your Ima. In lies. In falsehood. Amos 2:5 now. Yah says, but I will send water upon your Yehudah. Is that what he says? He's going to send his fiery judgment. He's going to send his fiery word. He said, I will send fire upon Yehudah, and it shall devour the palaces of Jerusalem. This says Yahweh. Three transgressions of Israel, and for four I will not turn away the punishment thereof, because they sold, look at this now, they have sold the Tzedekah, the righteous, for what? Silver. And the poor for what? A pair of religious shoes. Now that's what they've done. They've sold the Tzedek of Yah. They've sold the Torah. The TD, the snake dogs. The bitten pipping hand. The ore surgeon of a man's heart. The grinning chest cat Osteen. That's all they've done. The creeping dollar creplo. The Jimmy Swear, the swagger liar. I'm not afraid to call the R.G. Raffi ripoff stare. They sold the Tzedek of Yah for silver. So they sell the Tzedek of Yah for a piece of silver. And Yahweh tells them by the truth and sell it not. What is Torah is the truth, isn't it? He tells us to buy the truth and sell it not. Also wisdom and instruction. That's what he tells us to buy. And not only that, but understanding as well. So they'll sold the Torah of Yah for a piece of silver. They sold the this for, oh, well, you don't have to keep that. That was meant for who they called the Jews. What a stupid statement. So they'll sold the Torah of Yah to get the riches. That's what they have done. They've sold it. And they've sold the poor for a pair of illusional shoes. For a pair of shoes. Their feet are not shod with the preparation of the message of HaMashiach, of Shalom. See, the poor have no rest in these whorehouses. They're driven. They're driven to get every dime they got. They're pressed down. Sure they are. Toda, my brother. Toda. They're pressed down. They've given them a false pair of shoes and they're too tight. And not the right shoes. The shoes that I wear is the preparation. It is this way that I walk that prepares me in the message of Hamashiach that brings me to the throne of Yah, that brings me from the presence of my Abba, that I can bring oblations unto Him. He tells us that everything have breath. Praise Yah. Lift up a loud voice in the tabernacle of Yah. And we are rebellious people. Not this quiet, damned but trash. You're not sophisticated. You go to a football game, you go to the Giants professional football game or the Panthers here in Charlotte. Now the people with money, they in the skyboxes, right? Some of those skyboxes cost $1 million a year. That's what they cost. That's what they pay for 8-9 football games. I'm telling you the truth. They may have 32-40 seats in their corporation. They'll spend $1 million for that. And you tell me that the CEO of that corporation, when the Panthers make a touchdown, they get the spirit in them, don't they? They serve them all kinds of wines and Dom Perignon, $100 bottles of wine and stuff. When they get that spirit hymn, you tell me that old CEO graduated from Harvard, from Yale. When that little old pigskin ball, when a man catches it, he acts like a total fool. You tell me they don't do that? Don't sit there like hypocrites. And you tell me, y'all tell you rejoice in Him. And again, I say rejoice. If you don't know how to rejoice, you're a fool. Make a joyful sound. Unto Yah, O Israel, make a joyful sound. And be wicked and hard-headed. He means what he says. He said, make a joyful sound. He means that. If that's what he says, make a joyful sound. So in order for it to be a sound, it has to be audible, right? When something is out of way, it has to be distinct. You have to hear, right? There's a rebellious generation. See, rebels against simplicity of Yah. If you can't obey that, if you can't obey Him in the small thing, a steward, He must first of all be found faithful in the little minuscule things. You think He's going to give you something that is of a great toss? Like hell. He will not do it. And that's why our task each day, Yah, He looks at us and says, boy, how pitiful. And the only thing that sustained that is the time and limitation and that mighty work of Yahshua. He doesn't have to speak. He looks at the right hand and says, and we can't even appreciate that. See what kind of response you give to Yah. It shows you the hypocrisy. What Yah does always shows you what's in you. He shows you that. I said to one other day, I said, look, my friend, I said, my brother, you're older. That doesn't mean because we were discussing something. He said, well, because I'm older doesn't mean that I should be the one or I should be the one to tell. Well, I said, I'll ask you a question. Can you rebuild an engine in a car? No. I said, well, Deacon Horn can. Do you instruct him how to rebuild that? Well, he instructs you. Even the apocalypse speaks about an older man when he despises the wisdom of a youth. He's a fool. I said, well, I'll ask you another question. I say, can you do this? Can you do this like this brother that? Brother said, well, no, I can't do it. I said, well, then it behooves you to listen to him that can't do it. That's a wise man. A fool because you think you're older, that doesn't mean anything. Because you think you're older than someone, that doesn't mean you have the experience or the knowledge. See, a wise man, I was listening to one last night as we were coming back. I was listening to this woman, and she was an entrepreneur. She made this statement. I don't know if Brother Patrick heard it. I listen to things and I hear things. But this is the statement she made. She said, what I did as I began to investigate, to establish my business plan, she said this. Now, it was astounding what she said. I said, boy, I said, I guarantee most of the people didn't even hear that. She said, I surrounded myself with people that had a greater knowledge and understanding of things than I did. I said, that sense, woman. She's a very prosperous entrepreneur. See, the arrogance of man says, I want someone beneath me so I can show them my proudness. You're a fool. I want someone that's smarter than me. Yah's smarter than us. Yahshua's smarter than us. I want brothers around me that's smarter than me. I have no problem with that. I want sisters, come on, brothers and sisters, what's wrong with that? I want brothers around me that's smarter than me. I do. Because I can take advantage of that. What's wrong with that? The CEO of a corporation, he's a fool if he hires those that cannot take advantage of circumstances and situations, do not understand market. He's a stupid fool. He's going to lose his job. But a CEO that has the ability to understand market and wise, he wants the best. He will bring them and he will hire them from other corporations, even though they may have problems that may persist between them. But he will give the reins unto that division of presidents that you take it. All right? But these are the benchmarks. You're accountable. You reach them, then I scratch your back. These are your bonuses. That okay? I tell you what. Yeah, I want you bad. I tell you what. We'll give you a $10 million loan at 0.001%. Relocation. We're going to pay for that house. You want a house in the rain between $5 and $10 million? We're going to do that. And what we will do for that, we will extend the mortgage out. The first payment is due in 30 years. Well, that's how they do it, brothers and sisters. Because he wants that man or that woman a part of that corporation. Because he knows that the expertise is going to bring revenue to the corporation. It's going to bring awareness. And so that's where I hire. So the woman said, surround myself with people that had a greater knowledge. They're smarter than me. And they knew more than me. That's wise to me. A fool says, I'm smarter than you. Okay. You're a dumb jackass. That's what you are. You're not even a jackass. Jackass knows his master's crib. You're not even that. And that's the truth. It's amazing that how people want to show others what they know, and they know very little. That's why they talk. You can tell what a man knows when he always wants to talk and try to express something to someone else. That's why young men, you learn, study to be quiet. Study young men to be quiet. Young women study to be quiet and to listen. Hallelujah. That's the truth. Let me close out here. I got a few more scriptures. Yah says, by the truth, he says, verse 6, he says, because you have sold the righteous, the tzaddik, for silver, and the poor for a pair of shoes. They crush the head of the poor in the dust of the earth, and they do that. They turn aside the way of the meek, those that are humble without fight and resistance. They will say, when a man says, I would ask you a question, what about that name? Or what about Yahweh? Is that real? And they turn them away from truth. And a man, look at this now. Look at this now. It says, a man and his avat will go into the same maiden or the same young girl. You all understand that? Now that has a spiritual metaphor above all things. It means naturally what it means. But also mean this, that his daddy said he was a Baptist, or his son said, well, I'm a Baptist because daddy is a Baptist. They go into the same whore. They go into the same woman. Same woman. Well, I'm Pentecostal. I was raised Pentecostal because daddy was that and granddaddy. I know what I'm saying. That's what they're saying, brothers. That's what they're saying. So they both go into the same maiden. This thing we call Christianity is a new thing. Sure it is. This thing Pentecostal, what? Less than 100 years old. Charismatic. And so daddy says he's charismatic, and son says I'm charismatic too. And his son says I'm charismatic too. They go into the same young woman, the same maiden. Why? Tell me, does the charismatic lift up the name of Yah? So they go into the same young woman to do what? To profane my Kadosh name. Do the Pentecostals profane the name of Yahweh? Come on here, people. And so son goes into the same Jezebel, profane the name of Yah just like mom and daddy. That's what they do. And they profane my Kadosh name, and they lay themselves down upon clothes. They do. They're clothed with these filthy garments. It's not the garments of Yah, clothes laid to pledge by every altar. They pledge by the altar of Pentecostalism, of charismatics, of Benny Hinn, T.D. Jakes. That's who. Oh, T.D. Jakes says, oh, he's better than sugar. And they drink the wine of Anash, of condemnation. They drink the wine of the condemned in the house of their God. They drink the Anash, they drink the wine. Brothers and sisters, these spirits or these glasses of wine that they're pouring out today in these whorehouses, they're wines of condemnation. They're condemning the people. They are being condemned, and they drink that wine. What is the first thing wine when you drink some? Even come on, we have Pijak. You get a little wine. If you get a little more, it makes you feel a little funny, doesn't it? Come on here, hypocrites. You find yourself giddy and feeling. Come on, that's what it does, doesn't it? I can't wait to drink the new wine, the renewed wine in the kingdom. Hallelujah. So they're going to drink the wine of condemnation in these maidens, in these whorehouses, because it makes them feel good. Oh, it makes them feel good. I don't care if it's messianic, they get to dance, and they have their dances up, and they go, oh, Rabbi, that was just so beautiful. That's the truth. So they drink the wines of their condemnation. They're condemned because they've denied the mighty one. They've denied the truth. They have not dealt with the essence of the house. Sin. Transgression. Rejecting Torah. Despising the way of Yah. Walking after their own abominable idolatries. They have not dealt with that. And Yah constantly dealt in the Torah, the book, the preserving of Yisrael. Do not become a part of this. Do not be a partaker. Watch yourself. That's all he spoke to them. And then when they remove themselves away from that, the consequences is revealed by the Navi, the book, the historical revelation in scripture. He shows us what came to pass. What are we going to do? We're going to take our own path and follow our own pernicious mind? Or are we going to obey what he has already established? For Yahshua has established it all. And the works are finished. And that's that. I want to close with this for you all. As Yah is very congenial, he gives you an invitation to repent. He says here, I'm so glad of that, are you not? I'm glad. He says to us in Ezekiel 18. He says, I love you, but 18 verse 30. He says, therefore will I, Shaphat, I will judge you, O Beit of Israel. Listen now, he said, everyone according to his ways. Now that's how he's going to judge you, according to your ways, says the sovereign Yahweh. Now he tells us to repent, Teshuvah, and turn yourself from all your transgressions. Now that's all you have to do when you repent. See, that's what true repentance is. You turn from all of your transgressions. Turn from all of your transgressions. So iniquity, the perverseness and the depravity shall not be your ruins. That's your ruins. Your iniquity, your depravity. So he's telling us today, turn. That's why he tells us to cry aloud. That's why Yeshaya cried aloud. So we may know. We will not be brought to ruins. Verse 31. He says, cast shalak, cast away from you all, not some, but call all your transgression. What are you saying, preacher? Cast away that rebelliousness. Cast away all your rebelliousness. I don't care what you rebel against, cast it away. Cast it away, shakol, cast it away. Shalak, cast away all your rebelliousness, whereby you have transgressed. That which has made you to defy, cast it away. Just curse it by the root. Cast it out. And he says, make you a new lev, a new ruah. For why will you die, O Beit of Yisrael? He said, I'm calling you to this birth by the ruah. He said, cast away all those old former things. He said, I don't want you to die. He doesn't want you to die, Yisrael. He wants you to live. He said, cast them away. And then the passion of Yah, he said, why would you die? He said, for I have no pleasure, Hafit, I have no pleasure in the death of him that died. He said, nah, you're just doing wrong. And I don't take pleasure in that, says the sovereign Yahweh. He says, wherefore, turn yourself and what? And live. Ha-yah. I want to read what that means. I want the ha-ya, the expression in Arabic. It means to live, to have life, remain alive, sustain life, live prosperously, live forever, be quickened, be alive, be restored to life and health. Live, Yisrael. Turn from all of those things that have impeded you and live. Live, Yisrael. Live. So let the words of they quicken make you alive, that there be teshuvah, repentance, turn, that you may live. Yah brought you all today. This Ruah feel your love today. I'm glad that Yahshua is alive and that the witness of that truth is alive in me. You that are listening by the live stream, may the riches of Yah bless you all today. May the strength of His riches fill your love. And that the comfort of His truth may cause you to rise with a renewing and a refreshed mind. There's one thing that Pastor Roberts, I don't care where I go, I said to the people at the prison house, of course, I pressed hard last night, always do. I said, I hope they're recording this so they can play it for everybody to hear. I don't care whether it's those that call themselves Islam, or Morris Science, and Jews, or whatever. It makes no difference. The pattern is wrong. There's only one pattern. There's only one example. And it has to be according to truth. Hallelujah. Not according to rituals. Because Elder Basil, he began to tell me his little story. And of course, I began to reprove him. And tell him what he needs to do and how he needs to come up. Sure. I'm not going to hold anything back. Well, he told the people, I'm glad Pastor Robert, he set me straight. Hallelujah. And we need to be set straight. And we need men that will set us straight. That's what we need. We need men that will set us straight. And show us a straight way. And how to walk that straight way. Hallelujah. I don't want a man to show me how to walk crooked. I want a man to show me how to walk straight. And that's what we need. This is a stupid generation. I want to tell you something. We don't want to believe in this book, the what we call the Bible and all of those other expressions, scripture. That Yah talks about one kind of a man, that he talks about this kind of a man. I want to tell you what he says. And they're missing today. Because of the juvenileness of men, he talks about this kind of a man. He talks about, can I tell you? A mighty man. He's always had to raise up mighty men. Mighty men. And because we are so weak, we don't want mighty men. Hallelujah. Can I ask you a question? A man that plays basketball 365 days a year, 7-8 hours a day, he's mighty in his athleticism, is it? You think you can stop him playing basketball? No, you can't. That young player that's they're talking about drafting, Kevin Durant, you think you can hold him down for the day? You think they can bend you to death all day long? So in that expression, he's a mighty ball player. But yet when it comes to Yah, we don't want to ascribe that to those that Yah says that He has a mighty word for you. We don't want to do that. Because of our juvenileness. There's no way you're going to stop him. You think Brother Dale, and Brother Dale is quick. You think he's quicker than Allen Iverson? Can move like he have his knees doing that all the time. He think he's going that way, he going that way, he that way. That's what he will do to him all day long. You think about it, that's a PhD in physics. Your little understanding of calculus or algebra, you think you're going to. That's how stupid we are. We are stupid people. The people of Yah are stupid. They're stupid. They're selfish. That's why they don't want to give honor where honor is due. And Yah commands us to give honor. That's what it means. Give it where it's due. You got a mighty man that comes in the midst of us. That's what they got for. But we need mighty men today. And the scripture doesn't talk about many being mighty men, but it talks about the mighty man. I'll give you something to study on this week. I know you're not going to do it. You may go home and look at a few scriptures. And that's the end of that. Hallelujah. 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 May Yah enrich you today. You that are listening to me, He calls your love to be filled with great delight. It's a warm day here. It looks as though it is. May Yah strengthen us all. May He cause us to delight in His truth. May your bellies be filled today. I pray that your bellies were full, that you may live, and that life may resonate out of you. Come on, I want you all to sing my song. You all know what it is. Come on. You that are listening, this song is for you. We'll get back to our regular song, but I like this one. I like this one. Hallelujah. May Yah bless you today and strengthen you. May He cause His joy to shine upon you greatly. May He cause you to be enriched. We send this song to all of you that are listening today. May you have the Shaphat, the rest of Yah, and the Shabbaton, that you may be filled with the riches of His health, His Esha, His blessings of now, tomorrow, and next week. May He enrich you mightily. For you, my listeners and friends, Shalom. And your truth is mighty in the land of Yisrael.
We need your healing medicine of Gilead, the balm. Bless you for this day, the simplicity of your truth, the simplicity of your manservant. He spoke unto us, as Bishop Banks would say, out of the book, the scroll of life. We bless you for all things. Bless all those that are listening today. Heal every situation, every circumstance in their lives. Feed them today with the bread of life. We ask it all in Yeshua's mighty name. Israel cried, hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.